Mark chapter 5. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Yeshua afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Yeshua, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God that you torment me not." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there near to the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils begged him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And immediately Yeshua gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were drowned in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Yeshua and saw him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it happened to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to encourage him to depart out of their coasts. And when he entered into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil begged him that he might be with him. However, Yeshua permitted him not, but said unto him, "Go home to your friends, and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you, and has had compassion on you." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Yeshua had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Yeshua had passed over again by ship to the other side, many people gathered to him, and he was near to the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Yeshua went with him, and many people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was not better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Yeshua, came in the crowd behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Yeshua, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and say you, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your plague." While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble you the master any further?" As soon as Yeshua heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And he allowed no man to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he had come in, he said unto them, "Why make you this commotion and weep? The girl is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the girl and them that were with him, and entered into where the girl was lying. And he took the girl by the hand and said unto her, "Talitha kumi," which is, being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto you, arise." And immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them sternly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Mark chapter 6. And he went out from there and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From where has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that even such mighty works are worked by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended at him. But Yeshua said to them, "A prophet is not without honour, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, except that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marvelled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by 2 and 2, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no sack, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on 2 coats. And he said to them, "In whatever place you enter into a house, there remain till you depart from that place. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart there, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said, "That John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." Others said that it is Elijah, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, "It is John whom I beheaded, he is risen from the dead." For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy, and observed him, and when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And when a convenient day had come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said to the damsel, "Ask of me whatever you will, and I will give it you." And he swore to her, "Whatever you shall ask of me, I will give it you, to the half of my kingdom." And she went forth and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that you give me by and by in a platter the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceedingly sorry, yet for his oath's sake and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Yeshua and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come you yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert ship by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot there out of all cities, and preceded them, and came together unto him. And Yeshua, when he came, saw many people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give you them to eat. And they said unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, and give them to eat? He said to them, How many loaves have you? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And immediately he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go the other side before to Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening had come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. And about the 4th watch of the night he came to them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and said to them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up to them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were very amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they had come out of the ship, immediately they knew him, and ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And wherever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and begged him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Mark chapter 7. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, unless they wash their hands often, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, unless they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not your disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said unto them, Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honours me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. However, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, Full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honour your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, If a man shall says to his father or mother, It is Korban, that is to say a gift, by whatever you might be profited by me, he shall be free. And you allow him no more to do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition which you have delivered, and many such like things do you. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said to them, Listen to me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he had entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, Are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever thing from outside enters into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it enters not into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out into the toilet, purging all food. And he said, That which comes out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And from there he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hidden. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she begged him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Yeshua said to her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not good to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she answered and said to him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said to her, For this saying, go your way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. And when she had come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they brought to him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark chapter 8. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Yeshua called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for some of them came from afar. And his disciples answered him, For where can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have you? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and broke and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken food that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And immediately he entered into a ship with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek after a sign? Truly I say to you, there shall no sign be given to this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship, again departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. And when Yeshua knew it, he said to them, Why reason you because you have no bread? Perceive you not yet, neither understand? Have you your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see you not? And having ears, hear you not? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? They said to him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? And they said, 7. And he said to them, How is it that you do not understand? And he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, Neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. And Yeshua went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea and into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying to them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he said to them, But whom say you that I am? And Peter answered and said to him, You are the Messiah. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, and of the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spoke that saying openly, and Peter took him, and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get you behind me, Satan, for you mind not the things that are of God, but the things that are of men. And when he had called the people to him with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.